Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with Martin Scorsese because he's getting busy on a new feature that's going to go into production this autumn. It's called The Life of Jesus, and he's got Andrew Garfield lined up to star in it. And if you remember, he worked with Andrew Garfield before on a movie called Silence. Mm. Now, the curious thing, Scorsese's talked about doing this movie for a while. We know he's covered sort of religious topics in the past as well. But the sort of focus on this is Jesus's core teachings. And it's expected that it's not going to be like a straight narrative. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a documentary either, but it's going to be a combination of things is what it's been described as, in the sort of aim to make the story more accessible and take away the negative onus of what has been associated with organized religion. So Scorsese has written this with a critic filmmaker, Kent Jones. The production is expected to take place in Italy, Egypt and Israel.
Interesting choice for him, and I love the sound of Andrew Garfield in it. He's always good. Now, you've been keeping us informed, Garrett, on the Madonna biopic. A little bit more news on that this week.
Yeah, because everything was kind of falling into place for this because they had, you know, they had this sort of intense search for who was going to play Madonna, and Julie Garner won the title role. That's the Ozark actress. Perfect match, actually. Perfect. Yeah, and when you saw pictures of her, you kind of went, oh, God, I can see that totally. Madonna is set to direct it, co-wrote the script with Diablo Kobe. Amy Pascal was set to produce. And then the studio, Universal, just sort of, you know, made no comment and said it wasn't happening. Oh. Well, the good news is it's looking like now that it's going to be back on the cards, because Madonna herself has sort of teased on social media that the film is not only back, but that it's got a new title called Who's That Girl? Oh. So thankfully, Garner is still attached to star in the film, which is expected to chart her rise through the entertainment industry in New York, writing the likes of Like a Prayer, filming Evita, and all the key songs of the 80s and the early 90s. So we'll watch that one.
There was just a little pause, but now it's back.
Now it's back. And this would be, if Madonna's going to direct it, it's going to be her third directorial effort. Seems a bit odd that she'd be directing it, you know, when it's her life story. But I suppose, look,
she probably thinks she knows it best.
Well, that's it. And she's never been one to shy away from big projects or take on things as well. But I think just with Julie Garner in the role, it's definitely an intriguing one. And you know, who could resist that soundtrack?
Exactly. Gosh, no pressure on Julie Garner with Madonna directing.
No, directing you, yeah.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, our own fabulously talented Andrew Scott, Emmy nominated this week, deservedly so for Ripley. But you've more casting news for Andrew for us.
Yeah, he's going to star in Pressure, which is a new historical thriller directed by Anthony Maris. It's described as a visceral, edge-of-your-seat, ticking clock thriller based on an extraordinary true story around the three-day run-up to D-Day, written by Olivier Award winner David Haig and Anthony Maris, based on Haig's West End play. Now, Scott's going to play James Stagg, the Britain's chief meteorological officer who's called upon to deliver the forecast for D-Day, locking him into a tense standoff with the entire Allied leadership, with the final decision resting with Eisenhower. With only hours to go, the fate of the war and the lives of millions hangs in the balance. This film is due to go into production in September in the UK. It's excellent casting when you think about it. And as you mentioned, Scott getting nominated for the Emmy for Ripley, also as a producer on that as well. And yeah, while we're mentioning the Emmys, I mean, you can mention also that Consolata Boyle was nominated for work on costume design for Regime. You had the Letterkenny editor Michael Hart for his work on the Beckham documentary, and Ed Bruce and his VFX team for Shogun. Excellent. As well. So great to see so many Irish featured in the Emmy, and what a great great casting with Andrew Scott.
That sounds super. Now, Nick Cage, he never stops.
He never stops, but this time he's got an Irish director looking after him, and that is Lorcan Finnegan, who
Fantastic,
we know from excellent sort of psychological psychological thrillers and the likes as well. And this movie is called The Surfer, and Lionsgate and Roadside Attractions have picked it up for release in North America. So this means it's going to get a sort of big theatrical run in 2025. It's the fourth film from Lorcan Finnegan as well. Its screenwriter here is Thomas Martin. It has Cage playing a father who returns with his son to a beachside hometown in Australia after building a life for himself in the US. As his character takes on a local gang of surfers claiming ownership of Luna Bay, the secluded beach of his childhood on Australia's southern southwestern coast, their confrontation escalates and the stakes spin wildly out of control. It was shot in Australia and it actually debuted this year out of competition in Cannes.
Very good. You've some small screen casting for us. Colin Firth.
Colin Firth has joined the cast of Amazon Prime Video's new Young Sherlock series, and this is going to be made by Guy Ritchie.
He's no stranger to Sherlock, right?
And no stranger to Sherlock, and no stranger now to the small screen with the likes of The Gentleman as well. So they've got Hero finds Tiffin set to take on the role of a 19-year-old Sherlock Holmes, who is disgraced, raw, unfiltered and uninformed, as it is describing the character. He finds himself caught up in a murder mystery at Oxford University, which threatens his freedom. When he dives into his first ever case with a wild lack of discipline, Sherlock unravels a globe-trotting conspiracy that will forever change his life. I like the sounds of that. Mm-hmm. And you've got Joseph Fiennes and Natasha McElhone starring as his parents in the series as well. So it's inspired by a series of books by Andy Lane. It's young Sherlock Holmes books. So there you go.
Very good. Now your trailer watch this week, my goodness, this is a classy cast, isn't it?
Classy cast and a classy trailer as well. Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, Breen F. O'Byrne, Isabella Rossellini. It's based on a book by Robert Harris. Take a listen to this clip from Conclave.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
What happened?
They say a heart attack.
You know how rumor spreads and 1.25 billion souls watching.
Well gotten, O'Lawrence.
It seems the responsibility for the conclave falls upon you.
The supervision of this election.
This is a duty I never thought I'd have to perform.
They are sequestered, and they must be shielded from all means that may influence their judgment. You understand?
Yeah, I like the sound of that. That's Conclave. Brilliant cast. And it looks really stunning in the trailer, doesn't it?
It does. And there's a lot of sort of internals in it, but it just looks amazing. It just has this great look. And that's because the director of it, Edward Berger, would have done All Quiet on the Western Front. Mm. And that looks spectacular as well. This one follows the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting a new pope, as you heard there in the trailer. But a strong cast, in it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me
I haven't
too.
Seen the trailer. So do check it out. It's going to be released in Ireland November 29th.
That's Conclave. It looks really good. Do check out that trailer. Let's check out new releases on the big screen. We'll start with Twisters.
The once-in-a-generation tornado outbreak continues across Oklahoma.
We've never seen tornadoes like this before, and we need your help.
No, I don't chase anymore.
Kate, we can save lives.
I'll give you 1 week.
All right, fellas. We got PhDs from NASA, FEMA, and Kate.
She's the smartest person I know.
Hey, dudes. This would be interesting. Who are they?
It's Tyler Owens. Calls himself a tornado wrangler.
If you feel it,
Jason! Scared of nothing and I'm scared to death.
You know, our crew is not like your crew.
I can't breathe and I catch my breath.
We don't need PhDs and fancy tech. Sometimes the old ways are better than the new.
Well, you can always trust a guy who puts his face on a t-shirt.
Yes, Gareth, that's Twisters. This was the proper summer cutting-edge disaster movie we were all waiting for, right?
Well, you know it's summer, not when you look out the window, but when you know you've got a movie like Twisters on the big screen. I really liked the original when it came out
as
well.
It was really popular,
It was. You know, you don't have an amazing story, but what you have are fantastic effects and just a thrill-seeking kind of movie. But a good cast here in this one. Daisy Edgar-Jones, Glenn Powell, Anthony Ramis, Daryl McCormack starring in it as well. And you have a good director, Lee Isaac Chung, who would have directed Minari as well. So I think you know what you're going to get, and yeah. you're certainly going to get a whirlwind of a ride at the cinema.
Yeah, you certainly do, and it is one to see in the cinema. I mean, I liked the casting too. I think Glenn Powell is just, he's so charismatic on the big screen, and he's great. Yeah. And, you know, of course, they're total opposites, but the attraction will be there. And, you know, with these disaster movies, you have to have a little cheese. You know, you have to have the slightly eejity characters, the silly ones, the ones just in for the money and the thrill. So it's one to just sit back and be entertained. I have to say, it held my attention for the duration. You'll have the Wizard of Oz in your head more than once. And it is twisters. There are several. So heart-racing action. And, you know, a little bit of commentary on climate change there. They do have attention played to the shattered townships in the aftermath of storms. That was well handled. Okay. And this isn't a spoiler at all, because there are several tornadoes to deal with. But I thought a stroke of genius to have the people in one of the shelters in a movie theatre for the final one, and you're watching it in a cinema, so it's really effective. So, you know, the biggest screen you can get to, and it's a proper summer blockbuster disaster film. That is Twisters this weekend in cinemas. What else have we, Garrett?
Yeah, just a couple of others to mention as well. We've got Thelma, when 93-year-old Thelma Post gets duped by a phone scammer pretending to be her grandson. She sets out on a treacherous quest across the city to reclaim what was taken from her. June Squibb leads the cast in that. We also have Crossing. This is about Leah, a retired teacher, has promised to find her long lost niece. Her search takes her to Istanbul, where she meets a lawyer fighting for trans rights. And then finally, there's a documentary as well called Skywalkers, a love story. This is about a daring couple who travel to Kuala Lumpur to climb a mega building there, attempting to sort of a bold aerobatic stunt on the spire to salvage both their career and their relationship. That one, as I said, is called Skywalkers, a love story.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, this is an easy pick, because I think people really like this movie, and it's just one of those ones as well, even though it's, you know, many years old now, from the mid 90s, 1995 is when it came out. When you see it on TV, or when you sort of come across it, it's one of the ones you just start watching, even if you're right in the middle of it as well. And it's the story of William Wallace and the epic Oscar winning Braveheart, which starred Mel Gibson, also directed by Mel Gibson, Patrick McGoohan, Sophie Marceau, Brendan Gleeson and Catherine McCormack starring in it. Braveheart, it's about 3 hours long, but it starts tonight on RT2 at 9 p.m. Always worth a watch.
You're right. And even if you come in the middle, you're absolutely right. It's a movie that will just, you'll suddenly stay on that station to watch it. It's so watchable again and again. That's a fine choice. Braveheart tonight, 9 p.m. on RT2. I think we might have to have a little of the soundtrack coming up right after this. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.